we took the initiative to change our version of the law, and we are happy that the Parliament followed it and to end these irrelevant disputes, because they wanted to create just a misunderstanding without reason. So since we are not at all fond of changing anything in the Constitution, that is why it was easy for us to change our version, and it worked.
Mr. Kamari, the opposition leader is claiming victory.
I don't think that this was what he was looking for. He was looking for ousting our leader, looking for to transform us in a kind of Burkina Faso sort of, and he failed to do so. So there is no reason for him to claim any victory. The institution is there, strong as before, so he failed in this coup d'etat sort of he tried to do.
Why did it take long for you to change your version of the legislation? Why do so many people have to die?
It is our right, my dear. We are talking of democracy. I don't know who will give us the timetable to tell us you should change after so many days or so many hours. We change when we think that we should change. And we didn't see anything that was against the public interest in our first version. Because of the misunderstanding, we changed, and nobody has to tell us when we should have changed.
The new legislation does not say whether President Kabila intends to run again, because if he does, this will be in violation.
He didn't tell anybody that he's likely to run again. Talking of somebody, you better hear what himself is saying of himself. He's telling you since the beginning that he will respect the Constitution. His adversary, the one you cited, is spreading a lie that he won't respect the Constitution. And you are ignoring what he is telling you about himself and following only the lies of his enemy. I don't understand that way of interpreting things.
Does your government feel that these demonstrations had some kind of foreign backing, or this was just a domestic uprising against this legislation?
It was not even against the legislation, my dear. You don't demonstrate against the legislation by looting, by killing the policemen, by destroying public property. It was a coup attempt, in fact, and then we defeated it.